Because especially if it's early on in the process of learning a song, which I'm not really in that at that point of any of our songs, but if it's early on and I don't really know the structure, like, okay, you go through this riff X amount of times, you go through that riff Y amount of times. If I'm not, you know, down pat on that, what I'll do a lot is I'll memorize, like, oh, like, Gabe hits, like, the ride bell at this point, then I know to switch to the next chord progression. It'll be something like that a lot of times. But I do think I get, like, in terms of most of my cues in that sense, I get them from the drums as opposed to the guitar or the vocals.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know people were paying attention to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Liam doesn't really use, like, I know most musicians will, like, look at you or like, nod or something. But mm-hmm. I feel like Liam's kind of self-taught. He started playing music, like, when he was 18 or something. So it's not like he has a tradition of knowing these sorts of musical things.
Yeah.
So I guess I've just gotten used to...
fending for yourself.
Yeah. I think I can follow along pretty well, but it's mostly memory of just knowing what he's going to be playing, because he'll show me the songs, or like looking at his hands and like knowing what chords he's at, mm-hmm. and like, okay, this is where we are in the song if we get lost. But then Ryan, her other guitarist, he does use verbal cues.
Yeah,
because he's like a Berkeley, like real musician. So he'll like look around and like,
yeah, nod, whatever. Yeah. It might be. Also, something that I do a lot, I don't know if it gets picked up at all because it's more just my personal thing rather than having, like, a purpose for cues or something, but a lot of times I'll do, I like doing a lot of bass fills, and sometimes, like, I'll time them, like, right before you go to a different section of the song. I'll do that. Not always, but, like, if I'm only doing one bass fill, it'll probably be, like, during, like, the last iteration of that riff. Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I'll see that you're doing that with your hands, but I think it's hard for me to hear...
Like, yeah, no.
Anyone, because I'm,
of course,
the loudest. So yeah, I guess other people can use me for cues, but I can see where people's fingers are at, or like their mouths moving while they're singing too, for like specific words that, like, okay, this is where we are in the song.
Mm-hmm. Do you think your ability to do these things has changed at all? More so, I guess, for you. Throughout the time that you've worked with the other members.
Yeah. I've gotten used to how Liam does things. Cause, yeah. Like I said, he doesn't do it any, like, traditional musical way. Like, he's sort of figured out his own way of mm-hmm. writing music and of, like, playing with other people. So, like, I've gotten really used to that. Yeah, I don't know about you.
I don't think I've gotten any better, per se, at, say, getting these cues or picking up all this stuff, but my musical chemistry with all these guys has definitely gotten a lot better. So I think that's sort of made me better at doing this kind of stuff with the band specifically. But, like, if you drop me into, like, maybe a completely new group of people, I don't know if I would, you know, be any better or worse than I would be, say, 6 months ago.
Okay. So you mentioned, like, previously that you were in a band in high school. Were you also previously?
Yeah.
So can you guys tell me about, like, how those compared to this band? How they compared?
You want to go first?
I can go. I was in a... I'm still playing with this band, actually.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I can compare. I think me and this... I play guitar in this other band and sing. And my friend plays drums.
The lead singer?
Yeah.
Nice.
You're gonna see us.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Anyway, and then we have a bass player. He's more new, but me and the drummer, like, we've known each other for like 4 or 5 years. It's been a while, so we have like really good, like, mental chemistry. Like, we can follow along. Like we'll listen to what we're doing, and we know, like, okay, he's gonna change, or like I'll change, and he'll know where I'm going. And we're like, look at each other and know what we're doing. So it's always like a lot easier to make to write music and to be playing music with him than I think with Liam, because he's less, you don't really know what he's thinking or what he's going to do. So you have to kind of memorize like what the songs are going to do and what he's going to play. So I think it just depends on like people. this drummer, he's like more of an open person. Like when we're both playing, like we get really into it, so it's easier to, I guess, read each other. Like maybe that's why. Maybe it's not this like mental connection. Like
we're shit.
Yeah. And then Liam's more like he'll get really stoic. Serious. Yeah, stoic. He's like, he's into it, but not in this like
internally.
Expressive way. Exactly. It's like he's focusing on what he's doing. It's more of a like a technical thing than like an emotional thing. So you have to think technically with Liam and
be more analytical about it.
Yeah, be like, okay, you know, like this is what he's gonna do. It's always gonna be this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta memorize what's gonna happen. And then with this drummer, like it's emotional. Like you gotta feel like, where's the song going right
get
now?
Groove.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, damn. That's how it is.